content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos in studio with me today and Sean Wells.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I read on the elevator up that Mars will be the closest it's been in 15 years this weekend.
I saw that too.
Really? Really?
So
yeah, because
we'll have
a lunar eclipse happening tonight,
yep,
isn't there?
A blood moon.
I read about it on Carla Palmer's Facebook page.
Yep.
We're going to be all loopy from the planetary.
I love it. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. I feel really crazy this morning. Not crazy, but just, you know what I think it is? I sang all the way here. I sang my heart out. I had my first singing lesson yesterday, and I was practicing how I positioned my lips and my breath and just like everything. And I was just belting out song after song after song, and I'm happy. I'm high from it. I swear to you.
I just pictured you singing Living on a Prayer for some reason.
Really?
Whoa, we're halfway there.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
No, what was the song you were singing?
Well, there were several. So we're gonna play some of my Friday favorites during the show today.
Okay.
And so, I mean, like off the top of my head, like You Wreck Me, Tom Petty, 1982, Randy Travis, of course, I can't sing as low as him. So I did the soprano version of that. I can sing low on certain songs. I actually have a really good range, she told me. So,
nice.
So I'm excited to keep, and it's fun. I mean, it's like I'm doing something new, learning something new, and it's something that I love. So I already know how to dance. Now I can sing. So maybe I'll do both.
Okay.
Double whammy. Oh,
well, you know, one of the reasons I'm so excited this morning, and we're going to get to Stephanie Wilson here in just a minute from Mercy for Animals. We're going to continue where we left off last week, but I wanted to give a big shout out to the SPCA of North Texas and for the, you know, having the fur ball every year, first of all, and doing all the great work that they do. And so One Life Radio was mentioned in the Dallas Morning News today, and Demi Clinch from the Russ Martin Show actually told me about it. She texted me early this morning. So George and Laura Bush to lead the way as the SPCA of Texas celebrates 80 years. And I'm proud to say that we were one of the big sponsors. It's kind of funny. Who do you think we beat in our donation? Like some companies you would think, well, certainly, you know, a little girl like me can't, you know. Is not going to get
big ones. Yeah.
I'm going to say Hill Science Diet.
There you go. And you didn't even know. Isn't that
just
crazy?
Guessing.
Well, you know, they do a lot. They do give away a lot of dog food to, I believe, the SPCA to help feed the homeless animals. But they gave $5,000. I gave $7,500.
Nice.
So, yeah. So the Fur Ball, September 22nd. Everybody go. One Life Radio will be there. We have two tables, and we are part of the live auction as well, giving away talk show hosts for the day as one of the things you can bid on. So
nice.
And you know how much I love animals all over the world, and that's why I love doing segments like this with Stephanie Wilson, who is administrative law staff attorney for Mercy for Animals, focusing on government transparency and advocating for stronger laws and regulations to protect farmed animals. Mercy for Animals watches animals all over the world, but today we're focusing on farmed animals. And so how are you doing today, Stephanie?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for bringing me back.
Yeah, I keep my word. And so, and I do. I think it's important to keep your word, and I think it's important to get the rest of the information out that we didn't get out earlier this week. So, you know, we talked about new breaking Mercy for Animals undercover investigation, about the victory for hens in Rhode Island. We talked about the initiative and Prevent Cruelty California ballot initiative that is coming up in November 2018. Check it out at mercyforanimals.org. But we did not get to this. What is the biggest threat to farmed animals at this moment, Stephanie?
That's right. So this kind of comes directly in response to the the victories that we've had in places like California and Massachusetts, which not only banned the horrible practice of confining farmed animals like egg-laying hens in such tiny cages that they can't spread their wings or move around, but also bans the sale of products that come from animals who were treated in that way in those states. And
nice.
So in response to that, a Republican representative that goes by the name of Steve King from Iowa has introduced and has repeatedly introduced a law that we call the King Amendment. Right now, it's part of the House version of the 2018 Farm Bill. And Steve King's goal is to overturn specifically those laws in California and Massachusetts, but really what he would be doing is overturning hundreds of state laws that were put in place to protect animals, consumers, and the environment. This is a really dangerous provision. Not only would it then require that eggs and meat and dairy that comes from animals that were kept in small cages be sold in states like California and Massachusetts. But like I said, it's so broadly written that it would actually also overturn state and local laws that ban the sale of puppies from puppy mills and that ban the sale of horse, dog, and cat meat, and even consumer protection laws that address pharmaceutical drugs, pesticides, and tobacco. And this is actually according to a Harvard Law School report that studied the potential impacts of the bill.
Oh, wow. I love all this. I think it's so needed. It's so overdue, if you will. But can you tell us about DriftNet, that investigation, and what's going on with that?
Yeah, I can. Just one quick thing about the King Amendment and the Farm Bill. Right now, the Farm Bill is in conference. So the Senate version of the bill doesn't have this bad King Amendment provision, but the House bill does. So we need to make sure that King Amendment doesn't come through in the final Farm Bill. And what you can do is go to mercyforanimals.org/King and contact your representatives. Let them know that you won't support any version of a Farm Bill that would overturn these state and local laws that are supposed to protect animals.
I love it. And so you just answered my question that I was going to ask as well. What can people do to make sure these laws are passed? And that's to go to mercyforanimals.org, and you've got all the information there for us?
Yeah, that's right. So specifically on the King Amendment, we have a special website. It's mercyforanimals.org/King.
Okay.
But if you go to our regular website, mercyforanimals.org, or if you follow us on any of our social media, we're really active on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You can also find all of this information and sign up for email action alerts. For any time there's an opportunity to speak up for farmed animals, you can do that. And there actually is an opportunity right now, going back to your question about the drift nets, to speak up for sea life, for animals in the ocean, and to protect our ocean ecosystems. Last month, you may have seen that we released several undercover investigations on board several different commercial drift net fishing boats. Now, drift nets are mile-long walls of netting that float into the ocean. They're miles long. They're 100 feet deep. They basically trap everything in their path indiscriminately.
Wow.
They're incredibly harmful to sea animals. They're devastating to the ocean ecosystem because of this bycatch. Bycatch is a term for the animals that are caught up in the net, but they aren't the target catch. So these boats are looking for thresher sharks and swordfish, but they are catching, you know, all kinds of animals, including dolphins and fish and seagulls and turtles. Our undercover investigation not only captured all of this, you know, shocking amounts of hundreds and hundreds of animals that were caught up in the nets, but also workers on these boats committing shocking animal cruelty. They were bludgeoning live sharks over the head with a baseball bat to kill them.
I saw it.
These sharks that were trapped in the nets were being cut apart and stabbed while they're still alive. We saw dolphins and sea lions and seabirds that had been trapped and drowned in the fishing nets.
Mm-hmm.
And these animals, the ones that were still alive when they were pulled up in the net, were just left callously on the boat deck to suffocate and dive.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And I'm glad we're talking about it, though, because at least talking about it brings awareness, which eventually, hopefully, will bring some change.
Yeah. So just Around the time that our investigation was released, two really important bills were introduced. So one is at the federal level and one is at the state level. And both of these bills would finally phase out and ban the use of drift nets in the state. So one is a federal bill that would ban it throughout the U.S., even though currently California is the only state where this practice still happens because other coastal states have effectively banned it by refusing to issue any further permits. But California and the federal government still do. And California also recently introduced a bill to finally end the issuance of permits to do this kind of horrible drift net commercial fishing. So we have a website called bandeathnets.com. These drift nets are so horrific and so devastating that they're also called death nets.
Wow.
So if you go to bandeathnets.com, you can see our undercover footage. You can learn about the End Drift Nets Coalition, which is we're working together with several prominent and international marine protection organizations to work on this issue and to raise awareness about this issue. And we'll have links there where you can contact your federal representatives in the state and the House and tell them that you support the bill to end drift net fishing. And if any one of your listeners happen to be in California, we also have a link for you to contact your state representatives to let them know that you want that bill passed at the state level as well.
I love it. And thank you for all the work you're doing. One more question, because I really want you to call out McDonald's here. What other protection forces are you working with and what are you doing? You've got just a minute.
Yes. Okay. So Mercy for Animals, not only do we work through the legal system, but we also work through some of the biggest companies in the world to implement higher animal care standards throughout their supply chain. But unfortunately, the birds that are used for McDonald's chicken nuggets are among the most abused animals on the planet. Mm-hmm. McDonald's suppliers breed chickens to grow so unnaturally fast that they can't even support their own bodies. They're in constant and severe pain, and they're crowded in filthy, dark barns for their entire lives. McDonald's is lagging behind its competitors like Burger King and Safeway and Starbucks, who have already vowed to ban the worst forms of animal cruelty in its supply chain. So we and five other prominent animal protection groups are asking all of you to help us to call out McDonald's and tell them you want them to adopt meaningful animal welfare standards in their supply chain. And you can sign our petition at McDonaldsCruelty.com.
Oh, I can't wait. We'll put it all out on our social media. Shame on you,
Thank
McDonald's.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Always love having you on, Stephanie. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you. Have a great day and enjoy your weekend.
You too, everyone. Stay tuned. We have a great show coming up. Dr. Mike Fenster is going to be talking about his new book, The Art of Quantum Food. How was it bred? How was it fed? And where was it led? Dr. Jack Wolfson is going to be talking about what to know about Gardasil, that is a vaccine. You need to stay tuned. I'll just tell you that. It's very important. And of course, Sean Wells, he is amazing. He's a regular on the show. He's going to be talking about sleep deprivation, the silent killer. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana in studio with me, Sean Wells, and Dr. Mike Fenster on the line. For those of you just now joining us, I want to give Sean's bio here as well because you're going to be commenting, I'm sure, and I want people to know what your background is. So Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator, and he has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He is also a registered dietitian and has his master's of public health in nutritional biochemistry. And of course, Dr. Mike Fenster, welcome back. How are you?
Great. Been busy over in Europe and then
yeah, must be nice.
Tour. Well, you know, doing the book tour, working hard, paying off. So it's been a number one Amazon new release and number two bestseller. So folks, get on over to Amazon, see what all the buzz is about. And Bernadette, I have to add one more thing to Sean's credentials. He's my hero.
He's your hero?
You're my
hero.
Oh,
man, you guys got a guy crush on each other, right?
I'm a huge fan
of Dr. Fenster. Or bro crush. What do they call it?
Bromance?
Bromance.
Bromance. Okay.
We're bromancing.
Well, that's nice. You know, whatever makes you happy.
I love Dr. Fenster.
And I love Sean.
All right. Are you two done? You want me to get you a room?
No, look, I'll tell you what, like, he is, to be a medical doctor, I think, and this speaks to why you'd want to read his books.
Right.
He is very good at, I was just talking to Shelley about this because I was in that documentary.
Uh-huh.
It's very hard to run the balance of explaining things on a level that most people can understand, but still holding scientific credibility, because people attack you on the scientific level,
right,
like doctors and academics,
right,
and they're like, "Oh, like you're full of crap," you know, or whatever. If you don't say the right words or say it the right way,
yeah.
But meanwhile, like, you know, if you go too high level, then people lose you, and like, I don't know what he's talking about, and it's hard. It's so hard. I don't know that people can appreciate how difficult that walking that line
that
is.
Balance. Well,
but
that's
he does it extremely
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons you're on the show, because the thing that I love the most about you, Dr. Fenster, well, first of all, I love your personality. You're a great guy, but you are a great doctor as mm-hmm. well, and you are a great doctor because you're willing to go up against the American Medical Association to speak the truth and risk even your own, you know, all the money and time you've put into, you know, practicing as a cardiologist. So let me give you are a board certified cardiologist. And you know, it's rare that guys like you will speak out on the other side, you know?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it sort of depends on, I guess, your background and what's important. And, you know, the food shaman kind of builds on the fallacy of the calorie and looks at some softer edges, but it expands into, you know, how not just the food and the nutrition and things like that, but kind of how our whole being, our whole attitude, you know, impacts our health and how a lot of that really starts with what we eat. And, you know, it's about being authentic and true to yourself, mm-hmm. and doing the best you can with the data. And I thank all you guys, Sean, Bernadette, everyone there, you know, for your support and the kind things you've said. Because it is hard to get out there, and there are days you take some knocks and you're like, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's kind of a reward when you look, and things I wrote about almost 5 years now in The Fallacy of the Calorie have been borne out in the data. And, you know, what's important is the truth. And
absolutely.
And there's just, unfortunately, and I think, you know, one of the things you've talked to is there are a lot of influences and nuances into what people perceive as should be unbiased reporting, i.e. the information their doctor or nutritionist gives them, some of the information and things that they read. And a lot of that is colored, whether people do it intentionally or not, I think there's a whole spectrum, but is influenced by things like politics and big pharma and big agriculture. And I can tell you, you know, my eyes were awakened. I have a good friend. He's actually Bob Marley's the singer. His nephew, he has diabetes, and he's been out on a crusade to help folks, you know, beat and even reverse diabetes, as can be done and evidenced by the data from the Mediterranean food trials,
mm-hmm.
You know, in addition to just taking a pill. And despite the way that Big Pharma comes out and says, oh, we're supporting, we want to educate, we're working to eliminate diabetes. No, they're not. They're happy to screen where they get more customers.
Right.
But, they you know, he's had a heck of a time getting any kind of, you know, real financial support. And all these Big Pharma places have slammed the door in his face. And it has to go back to, basically, he's working to take away their customers. So
yeah, absolutely. You know,
it's tough out there.
You know,
yeah.
Dr. Fenster, Chris Rock, he said it best when in one of his shows he talked about, what was the last thing they cured? Polio? He's like, there's no money in the cure.
Right.
The money's in the comeback. He's
right.
Like, it's just like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
It's no different. The money's in the comeback.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're not in a race to cure anything.
No. Well, and we're going to be talking a little bit about some vaccines, Gardasil in particular, with another cardiologist that is just like you, Dr. Fenster, Dr. Jack Wolfson. And guys like you make a difference in the world. You're part of what is re-educating America, as well as Sean Wells. I mean, it's important that we get this information out. It is our health, which is your wealth, that's at risk here. And so I'm going to ask you, in your opinion, what is the biggest misconception that we have in regards to food that contribute to health problems?
If I were to sum it up, I'd say everybody focuses on categories and we should focus on quality.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, forget sat, fat, and this car, this or that. Focus on the quality of the food. And if you start your day with real, wholesome, authentic food, and, you know, if you go out and you buy GMO corn ladled with Roundup, you're not doing yourself a favor because you're eating a vegetable. You know, so it's about really wholesome, natural, authentic things that our body, over the millions of years of evolution, has been adapted and evolved to consume. And most importantly, along with that, all the proper gut bacteria that have also co-evolved to co-metabolize that food with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you start with the wholesome, real, authentic foods, you'll find, hey, you know what, I feel better, and you're feeling better, and you're not suffering depression, you're not suffering some of these other things, these softer edges that are clearly associated with diets and dietary
mm-hmm.
trends. And, you know, then you can kind of come into your own. You know, we do yoga and we go to the gym to exercise, and all these things are terribly important. But nobody can really do those
right.
things if they're just feeling crummy.
Well, I want to give our listeners a takeaway because we've only got about a minute and a half left. So what would you say is the most harmful food we consume in today's society that increases the risk of chronic disease?
Anything that's highly processed, or as I might say, ultra processed. So
okay.
The more manufactured it is, the further your distance and the further your fork should be from it.
Okay, and we're going to
talk. 1,000%.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be talking more about this in the upcoming weeks. Okay, one more question. If you had to pick one food that people should add to their diet to help prevent chronic disease, what would it be and why? I feel like this is the dating game or something right now.
I pick Bernadette.
Thanks, Dr. Fenster.
I would say it would be the converse of that. So anything that, you know, is wholesome, authentic, and real food is what you want to go after. And we want to stay away from this idea of singular foods, whether on the positive end we look to them as superfoods, mm-hmm. or on the back end we look at them in terms of, oh, fats, we got to get rid of fats because saturated fats are bad in the diet. Let's start looking at food. That's the way our ancestors did it. They were smart enough to figure it out, and they figured out well. And the more we look back with archaeology and anthropology, what we find is that these people were incredibly healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, in some ways healthier from a bigger perspective than we are today, because we're so fractionated with all our multitasking, and that includes fractionating our approach to food.
Absolutely. Well, next time I'm going to ask you, how was it bred, what was it fed, and where was it led? Because I think those are really important questions. Dr. Mike Fenster, good to have you back. Thank you so much.
See y'all next week.
All right, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. We have Dr. Jack Wolfson coming up and Sean Wells. Stay tuned, everyone. We can't wait to get started back on it.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Hi, I'm Laura Val Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices.
And for every H-Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H-Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
The songs that I was singing. Just we could do a duet.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Well, see, because this the reason. This is the reason. So the podcast after the broadcast. Okay, so this song is so great because it talks about just a simple act of having romantic, intimate sex, not bringing whips and chains into the bedroom. And, you know, so after we did that yesterday, I called Robin Braun to ask her opinion about it. And she said, you're absolutely spot on, because when you bring pleasure and pain at the same moment, it causes trauma bond, which is really bad for your brain. We're actually going to do another podcast after the broadcast on that subject, but with Robin Braun. But I said, I love this song. That's the song we're going to play in the music in the podcast. But do you put music in your podcasts when you do them? Aren't you and Ryan doing podcasts now?
I've done some with him, and I've done.
Do you do music in yours?
No.
No?
I should.
Well, see, I love music. I'm not doing any ads, though. I don't think I'm going to accept any advertising because I don't want to waste people's time. It's the most valuable thing that they have. And
right.
So, yeah, that's how I feel about a podcast. So I'm put a little music in there, set up the stage, you know, for the conversation. So it's going to be on the website, I think, tomorrow.
Nice.
Or Monday. And then the follow-up one with Robin. And then you and I are doing one on suicide in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah.
We have to get it scheduled. And,
yes.
You know, it's funny, wherever you record, it's kind of weird. So we recorded it in the studio, but I've done it before, like at the Paleo FX. I've done it on the road. And it's just interesting when you're not live, like I didn't know how to start, like, because you didn't, you know, there was no audience immediately. And so it was really weird for me after so many years of doing it on the
air. Right,
right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you have that same, did you too? Yeah. I mean, you know, interesting stuff though. But for those of you just now joining us, you're listening to One Life Radio. Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and a fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator and has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He is also a registered dietitian, at least for now, until they take his license away too, or he gives it back to him like Cassie Bjork. In fact, she was the first podcast after the broadcast that we did. Mm-hmm. And then she was on the air again this past week, the last a couple of days ago. But so Sean is also a registered dietitian, and he has his master's of public health in nutritional biochemistry. You can check out his site at zonehalo.com or on Instagram at zonehalo. Today, we're talking about sleep deprivation, the silent killer. Mm-hmm. And so many people don't understand the connection to disease and sleep deprivation, do they? They really don't.
No, it's really bad. And we're one of the only species that purposefully deprives ourselves of sleep. You know, and typically, when would this happen? If it did happen with other species, it would happen when you're facing life or death, like fight or flight scenarios, if you're tired, but you don't let yourself sleep. So that's kind of what we're replicating. When we stay up, when we force ourselves up, we're activating this fight or flight scenario, and then we're trying to go to sleep.
Yeah. Well, I know when I do that, I eat more too. Jill Lane used to say that I'm eating because my body needs rest, but it's looking for energy because I'm forcing it to stay up later than it wants to.
Absolutely. That's absolutely what's happening. Yeah, exactly. So, and then we're seeing this new data that's showing that insulin sensitivity goes down even in healthy people when we deprive ourselves of sleep. And there's actually a brand new study that showed even like a nightlight in the room has that impact, even a nightlight.
Okay, so babies are famous for having nightlights in the room, you know. What do you think about that? You think after what you read in that article that, you know, it's very paleo to sleep in the dead dark, right?
Right, exactly. Now we're seeing like a movement on that, like where we're covering up even like the LEDs on our electronic devices and stuff like that. They have companies that have these little dot stickers that you stick on the LEDs because they're all over all these little devices that we have that sit all over our room, you know, from even the fire detector and, you know, little, again, fans and different things that you have around the room. They have these little LEDs, and even that can impact your sleep quality. So now people are either covering all those things up and using like the blackout curtains or whatever, or they're using the sleep masks and trying, like, especially when you travel. Like, if you're in a hotel room, there's tons of light coming in from from all, like, the little alarms and the curtains and, you know, all that kind of stuff underneath the door. So I definitely recommend when you're traveling, especially using a sleep mask.
Well, and Robin said something that I found to be so crazy, but I don't doubt her. Your pineal gland has a sensitive spot like between your eyes. Is that true? That is affected by light? That's what initially wakes you up when your eyes are closed?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I never knew that. And so you, if you get a sleep mask, you got to be sure that it covers. And where is it? Like on your point on your head, where, what location
it would
it's
be
in?
Well, it's between your eyes, but it's a little further back in the brain.
It's a little further back in the brain. Okay. And so do you need to get a sleep mask that like at least covers your eyebrows? Would that do the trick?
Yeah.
Okay. But I think that's so interesting. I didn't know that. And I know a lot about health. And and especially on this subject, I've read numerous books about sleep. And it's something that's so critical. And people do underestimate it. So often people do struggle to fall asleep, Sean. We all know that, including me. So why do you think this is such a big issue as well?
Well, our chronic lack of sleep, I would say, is related to we look at all these blue light devices. We've talked about that quite a bit. I mean, it's not just your phone, but like your TV. It's now 4K, HDR, super bright. Like, you know, that's why we're buying these TVs, and that's how they sell them. Like, we're the brightest. We're the most vivid. Like, and you compare that to like looking at a TV that's a 13-inch TV that's black and white from 30 years ago or something. And now
inches,
we
that's
have
insane.
Now we
it's
have
like a, that's like a little mini TV.
Right. But that was a normal way to watch TV like a while back, right? Like now it's like 75-inch, super bright 4K HD, and it's like literally assaulting your eyes with all this light and stimulation. And the degree to which you're stimulated from what you're watching is much greater. You're so much more deeply connected, again, fight or flight wise, to what you're watching versus when you're watching it on a 20-inch TV.
Yeah.
And
how many televisions do you have in your house, and how many inches are they? Just curious.
I have two, and one is 50, and one is 60.
Okay. All right.
But I don't I don't recommend using it certainly in the bedroom.
No, absolutely. That's a mistake, even to watch movies. And I have one on the wall in my bedroom, but I never turn it on. I don't even know where the controller is. Like I do. I don't ever turn it on anymore. I haven't turned it on in years. And the only that I have a 90 inch in my living room.
Wow.
But yeah, but it's only for football and fights and stuff like that. And when I have a party, you know, at my house, if there's like a special event on, something like that. And any other time it's not on. And here's the trick, too. You buy it when the new ones are coming out in January. You get it right before, and you get like a really good deal on them. So,
well, here's the problem. When are the adult, quote unquote, shows on?
The adult show? Well, I think all the time. I mean,
well,
there's stuff.
Well, you know what I mean.
Okay, so one
later
of your favorite
night,
shows.
Right?
What's that favorite show? Are you? Yours and everybody else in the world. It's got all the sex and violence and blood and
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. There you go. Game of Thrones.
So when is that on?
It's on at 9 o'clock, isn't it?
It's on late at night.
Well, that's not late at night. Kids, my kids are, you know.
Well,
most kids don't go to bed
so
until.
So it's not on at 5 p.m. My point is that, like, the later you get at night, the more, quote unquote, adult shows get, and the more violent and sexual they are, the more stimulating they are, the more intense they are.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to go to sleep.
Right, right. There you go. With the So you've got trauma bond with Game of Thrones.
Okay.
With all the sex and violence, you're not supposed to do both at the same time. Oh my gosh. Or not, you know, what's it, what did I say? Oh my gosh. We were talking about it earlier.
With the BDSM.
Pain and pleasure. Yeah. So you can't, you got to avoid that. And that would include Game of Thrones. Anyway, we've got a great show continuing on with Sean Wells. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
It's that same old lost love story. It's sad, but it's true. There was a time when she was mine.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
is on my zoom, 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 in a bad mood.
All I want to do is on my zoom, zoom, zoom. Friday favorites. How do you like it, Sean?
Love it.
Rump Shaker. This is one of my favorite dance songs. She's got such a good beat. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and also to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Our weekly newsletter.
It's not weekly.
I'm really silly today. I don't know what is wrong with
me. Can we get Aini Kamozi, Here Comes the Hot Stepper? That kind of reminds me of that song.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Do you like that song?
Yes, I do.
Here Comes the Hot Stepper?
I do. I love almost all music, but which is why I love iHeartMedia. You know, you can go to iHeartMedia to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. It is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. That's Sun Warrior. Go to sunwarrior.com. And of course, the H-Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. I take my hemp every day. I absolutely love it. I think that's what I'm experiencing right now, actually. I'm in a state of bliss because I did my H-Hemp, my hemp oil. It absolutely makes me feel great. So, and of course, the H-Hemp Company is made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. And of course, my favorite and yours, Sean Wells, my new Sunlightin' Infrared Sauna. I absolutely love it. And now I'm experiencing even relief in my joints and my thumbs because I've had carpal tunnel for so long because I use my hands so much. And I love it. I absolutely love it. What's your experience been so far?
I need to use it more. You're making me more excited to use it. I've been traveling.
Yeah, you travel a lot. And that's right. I forgot you were in Fiji. It is hard to fit it in, but not really because, you know, if you're going to sleep or you're getting up, you can. Yeah. It's almost like kind of going back to bed. You can go back in there and take a nap or take a pre-nap before you go to bed, which is what we were talking about before we went to break. And, of course, our other sponsors, Paleo Magazine. You can pick up the most recent copy right now. I think I got mine at Central Market this past time. And, of course, the Wellbeing Journal. I find mine at Natural Grocers. And the Fur Ball is coming up on September 22nd. So keep that in mind. We're all going to be there. And so I have a special guest on the line, Dr. Jack Wolfson. How are you today, Dr. Wolfson?
Bernadette, I'm doing fantastic, fantastic. And it's great to be on and excited to share some, you know, wonderful information with everybody. Health, wellness, love everything you guys are doing. Love the products you mentioned. And, you know, really it's exciting to be part of the health revolution.
It is a health revolution. And I gave you kudos earlier along with Dr. Mike Fenster and Sean, because it's guys like you that are the leaders of this education movement, if you will, to put the power back into the hands of the American people about making the right choices for not only themselves, but their children, which is one of the reasons I really wanted to talk about this today. I have a 14-year-old daughter. I don't want to give her the immunization, nor will I Gardasil. So let's talk about it. But let me give your credentials first. Dr. Jack Wolfson is a DO, board-certified cardiologist with over 14 years in practice, and is the author of the Amazon bestseller, The Paleo Cardiologist, The Natural Way to Heart Health. You can find Dr. Wolfson at WolfsonIntegrativeCardiology.com. That's WolfsonIntegrativeCardiology.com. Okay, so...
So you're an osteopath and a cardiologist?
Yeah, imagine that.
That's awesome.
I know.
Wow, that's
so
that's
cool,
really
right?
Impressive. Yeah.
It is impressive. He is impressive. I love this guy.
My father was actually the first DO at the American College, or at the Cleveland Clinic in 1970.
Oh, wow.
Which is also when I was born. So, yeah, he was the fifth DO in the American College of Cardiology, of which I'm a member of as well. But there's a lot of DOs. It's the same training as far as 4 years of medical schooling, except we also get the manipulation training.
Right.
Yeah,
I
love it, right? And I love what we're talking about today. I feel like this is so important. I watched a video of this young man in Utah, Colton, who was interviewed by the people that do the Vaxxed documentaries. Now they're out on the road, like, doing firsthand stories from children that have been, some of them it has killed, but this boy in particular, it's such a sad story. We're going to put it on our social media, but there's so much for us to know. So for our listeners, what exactly is Gardasil and what is it being used for?
Well, first of all, and also Bernadette, I just want to give you a little bit of a correction just so we're all clear on this. When you say, you know, immunization, immunization means you get a natural infection. So if my boys had the chicken pox, they are now immune to chicken pox. Vaccination is vaccination, and vaccination does not equal immunization. They like to say it does because it makes you think you're immune, but you're not, because vaccines often are a total failure. And when it comes to the Gardasil vaccine, it's a crime against young women and now certainly against young boys, because the overall risk of getting any of these infections is low. The uncertainty regarding the Gardasil vaccine is high. And sadly enough, the studies that are done using Gardasil, the what is supposed to be the placebo, which is saline or nothing, actually contains active ingredients like aluminum and polysorbate 80 and other toxins. And it's just a horrible situation. Cardiac side effects. The Mayo Clinic talks about it. It's a catastrophe. And nobody cares. Nobody seems to care except for the three of us today.
Yeah, it's actually pretty unbelievable, because it's funny. You know, I was talking with Lexi this morning. She's not in studio with us today, but we were talking about how people are all up in arms over salmonella from a Goldfish crackers, and yet we've got children dying from being given and left, incapable of ever moving the rest of their life. They are completely like their bodies just shut down, because there's three steps to this, right? There's three doses to this at the cost of $125 per dose. Is that right?
Yeah, and obviously the real cost is on the long-term side effects.
Right.
Mayo Clinic Proceedings has a case history of 33 reports of young women after the HPV vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine. They have a condition known as POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. It is a devastating disorder, and the Mayo Clinic has evidence linking it to the vaccine. So what more do we need than that? But once again, it's just, that's how the doctors make money. The pediatricians, the gynecologists, they make money by administering that shot, and they make a lot of money. And then they make a lot of money because they get to put you on pharmaceuticals to treat the side effects.
Yeah. Yeah. And the word I was looking for was paralyzed. This boy was completely paralyzed. And it's just a devastating story. And there's many more to follow. And so, and people don't know. So where do you want to go with this? We only have about 2 minutes. I want you to just speak on it, Dr. Wolfson.
Well, I mean, the whole vaccine system is a sham, and it is just in some ways it's a pure money grab, but in other ways it may be more sinister as far as population control leading to infertility, that there's really a sinister reason why people are doing this. And, in the case of Gardasil and all these other vaccines, I mean, what are we worried about? Our newborn babies getting hepatitis B, mm-hmm. something you get even with prostitutes and IV drug users. Newborn babies don't get hepatitis B. I'm not worried about my daughter, my 6-month-old now, when she's 15, contracting human papillomavirus and eventually getting cervical cancer. Women who get cervical cancer are obviously sickly women. They die rarely when they're sick. If you're a healthy person with a healthy immune system, which is the whole goal of everything we do, is to boost up the immune system, you can fight off any virus. It's just a virus. It's just a bacteria.
Right.
It's just a fungus. When you're healthy, you destroy all that.
Right, because you can actually have some unhealthy cells on your cervix, and they can be healed through your own immune system without you ever even knowing, right?
Something, I'll use an example that really hits home. My wife, someone very close to her, was diagnosed with precancerous lesions and HPV on her cervix. And my wife put her through a nutrition and detox protocol. She went back for a repeat pap smear a month later, and it was gone.
There you go.
When you give the body the tools it needs, it will defeat anything. And that is what the doctorswolfson.com, that's what we talk about. That's what I talk about in my book, The Paleocardiologist, why Dr. Heather and I speak all over the world, from the stage to get that message out there. That's why we did a vaccine movie, wideawakemovie.com, 2.5 hours, and it's all the references are there.
Yes, and I have to cut you off because I gotta get off the air, but I love you. Can't wait for you to come back. Thank you so much, Dr. Jack Wolfson. He is the author of The Paleocardiologist. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.